Greetings and welcome to our Ancient Lands podcast series. We strive to bring education, inspiration, and honor to all our ancient lands, cultures, and relatives on sacred Mother Earth. There are many among us who are living examples on this earth walk of balance and wellness, who carry their ancestors within their daily ordinary lives, and who affect all of creation in a very good way. We are honored to share them here with you on our Ancient Lands podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining me as we approach a new season, the season of the autumnal equinox. So what is the autumnal equinox? This year, on September 23rd, very early in the morning, we'll mark the time that is autumnal equinox for us in the Northern Hemisphere. And this day will serve as a refresher reminder for many of us who have long forgotten that equinox occurs in two moments each year when the sun rises and sets directly in the east and west, and the day and the night on both sides of the world are of the same length. And after this moment of the fall, the sun will set more and more to the south, making longer days and shorter nights, thus releasing us from the summer season into the autumnal season. We humans have celebrated this day of the fall and harvest, as we refer to it, based from ancient Greece through the association of the harvest goddess Demeter and her daughter Persephone. They used to enact rituals to agricultural deities in these days for security and success. And in the ancient Celtic world, it's also celebrated Maybaum, which is the honoring of the passage of the sunlight, or the god Maybaum, the sun, and the approaching cooler days. So honoring all the blessings and also having a celebration of that honoring. My indigenous across the globe, but especially I'm going to refer to my ancestors of definitely honored the abundance and blessings of the summertime. And they prepared to move up into the hills and mountains. Coming together in a home base was something that was of a serious matter. And so I wanted to look at this meditation as returning home, coming back from as some people take a lot of vacations during the summer, coming back from that adventure and that frolicking moment of memories that have been made through the bright days of the summer, and returning now home to a foundation of solidarity and hopefully comfort. And so it is a serious time as we start to gather and bring together all that we need to have a good, solid, and blessed place to return to, because we are not provided as we were in the summertime. Traditionally, as indigenous people, all the plants are dying. The fruit has been harvested, and we know internally there is a change of perhaps a time of more reflection and also times to do more tedious things to prepare ourselves securely for the winter. This meditation, I would like us to have that intent in mind, to, of course, look into all that we are grateful for, that we are blessed with through the summer, and also to meditate on what can we do for ourselves and those we love, and to Mother Earth, and to that connection we have with Mother Earth to return to ourselves in a good way. Our practices with our meditation, monthly meditation, is that I do offer this short synopsis of what is pertaining to us significantly during the time frame that we do practice meditation. And we do an intonation that will help open up and be aware of vibratory frequencies around us, and also interharmonics that will vibrate within our inner being, our organs, and bringing some form of harmony with our meditation and the moments that we share together. Then after that, we usually go into a gentle, guided meditation. And then we have some times to be with ourselves in the music that is offered. And then we will come out of the meditation. And since we are not doing this live now, that unfortunately we would have a moment at the end of our meditation when we come out of it, if we wanted to share or offer anything that we would like to at the end before we part until a month comes around again. I wanted to introduce to you that from a perspective of the stars, because the stars are very much a part of our evolution as humans, and our planet is part of our solar system, that the ancients followed an astrological perspective, and even indigenous people have an awareness, very strong awareness, though it's very personal and very intimate, connecting to the seasons and the stars. They don't have the names that were given by the scholars and metaphysicians during the European consciousness of studying the zodiac or the stars. But all of us can relate to the zodiacal descriptions. And Libra, the solar zodiacal constellation that the sun is passing through during this time of year, it shifts into the sign of Libra after it leaves the summer from the sign of Virgo. So Libra is a symbol of, most people see as scales. Well, it's definitely giving us a perspective of wanting to have balance in our lives once again. So we want to honor that and be aware of not only our inner world and our outer world, but our own personal lives and agenda, and those that we share our lives with, those people around us, and thus our environment as well, and our very, very intimate connection on a spiritual level. So this perspective is so important when we come into this season of balance, because our awareness is broader and we reflect deeper. So we want to honor that vibration. So when we start this opening, we always start with a chime or a bell to indicate that we are starting the meditation, and then we will end with the same method. So before we begin, please find a comfortable place that you will be able to participate with us within an hour's time. So if you feel like laying down, please do. If you feel like sitting, that is fine as well. I'd lay down, but then I'd probably fall asleep. So please find a comfortable place. Make sure that you are undisturbed during this time so you can receive the fullest amount that you need for this meditation, for your wellness. And if you need a candle to keep you steady, some people use a flame for them to focus on meditation if they do an open eye meditation. Many of us do the closed eye meditation, but if you need that, and also if you would like to use an herb that brings your space into a calm and tranquil experience. As a native person, I like to use my own culture's herb, sacred herb. We use salwash, which is the bay laurel. I also use sage. Both of those herbs for me help me to remind myself how close I want to be to the creators during this time. So anything that will help you become closer to that spiritual context or that spiritual blessedness and sacredness, please include that in your experience. We will begin our meditation with our eyes closed so we can receive any vibrations in a visual form if need be, with the intonations that we will be toning. We will start with intonating the key of D, the note D, above middle C, which represents polarity and also associates with the zodiacal sign of Libra. So we are looking at balance. And so when we envision the balance, when we intone the D, it will be of great benefit in our meditation. I will intone the D. I will first tone it with my pitch pipe, and then I will do it once for you, and then we will do it together. We're going to do it on the hue tone because we want to balance the earth and the upper dimensions of the universe. Please intone with me. Deep breath. You. Once again. And the last time together. You. Pay attention to your inward breath as you breathe in. Breathe in the consciousness of balance into your being and release that breath. And breathe in again. Aware of where you need balance within your own being and life and release. Once again, be conscious of your breath in. Filling all your lungs so that you are aware of your inner cavities of your chest and release. And again, another breath. And you're sitting or you're lying. Become aware of your body. We are going to do a guided meditation. I'm going to lead you to be connected more with the Mother Earth and the elements of our life, the mystery of our life here on the planet. We are going to be aware and be acknowledging and embracing the earth, the water, the air, and the fire within us. Take a deep breath. And release. Now vision your feet connected to our beautiful Mother Earth. And feel the earth upon your feet, on your soles of your feet. And feel that acknowledgement and know that that acknowledgement of the earth is grounded in your feet. And as you breathe in the earth, breathe in the earth that is part of our earth walk, that is our earth walk here, and embrace it in our ankles, in that breath, bringing more and more groundedness with our feet and our ankles. And as we breathe even more deeper, we're breathing in that earth consciousness, moving up into our calves. We breathe it in again, and we breathe that earth up to our knees. We are up to our knees in our Mother Earth. We breathe her in. And she envelopes our thighs and hips. And we are embroiled with the earth in every stand we take, every movement, every journey. We become more aware of how she is so connected and we are so connected to her. Feel our stability. Feel our belongedness to our Great Mother. And feel her in us. And those of us that are aware of these polarities, we're balancing our legs, our two polarities of the left and right, and the balancing scales of our hips as we harmonize ourselves being with our Mother Earth. Breathe in deep. And as we breathe in deep, we feel the connection of the water that flows inside of us, swirling, balancing our hips and our inner stomach and abdomen and those inner organs that help us be nourished and digest and function that work so hard to bring the wellness of what we take in our body. And we breathe in the water swirling and balancing and nourishing our inner organs up through our stomach and gallbladder and spleen and intestines, all that soft, moist part of us that continually works. We honor them with the power of the water that we so need to be nourished, cleansed, and rehabilitated. So we are doing that with ourselves by immersing ourselves with the elements of our Mother Earth. Breathe in the water, feel the water spirit, feel the oceans and the rivers, and the beautiful, beautiful, beautiful cleansing and purifying element of the water, nourishing element of the water, the feminine element of the water. Hold that embrace and gratitude. And as we breathe in, we move ourselves up closer, closer, closer to our heart. And in that heart region, we have our lungs that we fill with air. And so the air we are taking in now, the spirit of the air, that moves from the water, that nourishes our lungs, that brings us our speech, helps us articulate all that we love and all that is important to us for our survival in that which we love, that which we want to create. And as we breathe in that vibrant, sacred element of the air, let it flow through our arms as it balances our shoulders, making it buoyant, making them buoyant, as many of us hold so much in our shoulders and in our neck and in our arms. We want to lighten that load of burden and seriousness and tension and stress. And let the air move through our veins, through the oxygen that we breathe in, and bring that oxygen to vitality into our arms, into our heart, into our lungs of cleansing and nourishment and vitality. And as we breathe in, allow it to flow freely down into our tendons and nervous system, encapsulating our life force and energy as it merges with the earth and the water and mingles in, coming out into our hands, which are the tools that utilize and execute the methods of our heart's desire and how we wish to express and create in our lives. So we breathe in the air and let it flow and balance our left arms and our right arms and our left hand and our right hand and our shoulders in balance. Breathe it in. Feel the intermingling of the earth and the water and the air within our bodies. And allow that energy to focus now into our throat as it starts to warm and move with the fire element into our face and into our head and into our brain. Both sides of the brain, let it fire everything, awaken in our consciousness. Let it turn on our wisdom and passion and consciousness of what we really are and why we are here in connection to our planet Earth and to our life and will. The fire is the element that brings us strong within our consciousness of our own willpower and our own self-determination. And the fire is awakened in this meditation. Breathe it in. Let it not burn, but be a light of a candle or a pilot light that has been lit now. Inconstancy. Allow that flame to kindle the earth, to rekindle the water, and to move the current, the flow of the air within our being, so that we are not stagnant, so that we are effervescent, and we are alive and aware with our own personal consciousness. In doing so, we are aware of the balancing and the blessing and the harmony that the earth and her elements do to our well-being. Breathe in and release all that is not in harmony with this. You can't help but have all the elements powerful and vibrant. And our reconnection to our mother and coming home to be the good stewards on the planet and good parents, good mates, good relations. So let us hold that consciousness and that intent in our hearts and minds, and let us flow with whatever element wants to flow with us within the next few moments, listening to the beautiful music of Ben Carroll in his Theta Harp meditation. Thank you. Let us pay attention again to our breath, breathing in into whatever element speaks to you at this moment, and releasing and embracing and enfolding them all together as one in unitedness to support your blessed being into this next season, into this next chapter of our lives, in honor, in maturity, in balance, in harmony, and in love. Let's just breathe in and breathe out that beautiful consciousness of peace and balance. And awareness as we come closer and closer back into our environment and our body here in present time and in present awareness. I hope that you have enjoyed yourself and received some form of blessing and a touch of sacredness for yourself and to yourself during this time. I thank you so much for joining me, and I hope to spend some time with you in the future. Thank you for visiting. Many, many blessings unto you. Walekamolesh.